to another episode of Dave Miller and the Battle of Death, a novel written by myself, Jamie Todd, when I was 12 years old. I'm reading here with my lovely friends, Tom.
Hi, how's it going, people? I'm Tom.
Andy!
Yo, my name's Andy Green, and I'm here to say I read Dave Miller in an excellent way.
And Sam!
Hi.
Who have never read this before and are experiencing this in all its glory for the very first time. In each episode, Tom!
Hello, I'm still here.
Andy!
Hey!
And myself, that's me! We'll be narrating the novel with impeccable voice acting alongside Sam, who will be providing live sound effects! Completely oblivious to what's coming next. With twists and turns at every corner, this action-packed adventure will have you sitting on the edge of your seat, most likely in hysterics and confusion. Join us as we bring this epic masterpiece to life on the journey of the legend that is Dave Miller! And here we are again for Chapter 7 of Dave Miller and the Battle of Death. This one's Red Hawk's Grave.
Halfway through the book.
Well, halfway at this point. It's the halfway point. So if you're enjoying this and you're expecting more, there's a lot more. There's a lot more to come.
We're on page 95 and we've got to
of 1,002 pages.
188.
That's correct. Numbers do exist in this book.
Almost. Yeah, we're exactly halfway.
Yeah, there you go. Wow. See? Andy did the maths.
Exactly halfway.
Hmm. 94 times 2, 188, right?
Yeah. That's why I said exactly halfway.
Oh, you said that as well. I'm sorry, everyone. I've let you down. I've let myself down.
Well, does anyone remember what was happening before?
Absolutely
just
not.
A little bit
gone.
Of a...
No idea.
Deleted from...
Well, Red Hawk's... I think Red Hawk's Grave... I think.
You know.
I know. Red Hawk's Grave is the base that the CBR are at, that they're trying to get to. And I believe in Chapter 6, there was a bit of a battle in there. Loads of people died.
Yeah. I remember, didn't he climb into the cab of a truck or something?
They tried to sneak into the base or something, didn't they?
Yeah.
I don't know what base that was. There were so many bases. All right, you get rid of the two lookout towers. I'm just getting a bit of context.
I tell you what, let's just start from the beginning again.
Let's start from the beginning.
Just to give us a refresher.
It's a big chat. They had the battle on the field. And now they're trying to get into the building that they've codenamed Red Hawk's Grave. Mm.
Right. That's all we needed to know.
Well, I had to read back, didn't I, and understand
it. You wrote it.
Yeah, but my brain doesn't work the same way.
As 12-year-old Jamie.
We've had a little break, you know. The people listening to this are probably like, of course that's what happened. We just heard it.
They're just listening to this after the other episode.
Sure, yeah, because they've kept up with the plot as well.
Sam, have you bought some new sounds this week, I believe.
I had a bit of time. I've revamped the formula.
With stickers on the side.
I've got stickers. Mm. I can see what I'm doing now.
Describe to the listeners what your setup is here. Like,
right. So, it's exactly the same as the last setup, but with stickers labeled 1 to 8.
He's also using Excel.
I am using Excel.
How exciting!
It's got colours. I've basically mirrored the soundboard to look like...
So you have a reference point.
So yes,
I didn't realise.
Just press the buttons.
I didn't realise until today that you were just doing it blindly, entirely blindly.
Yeah, I thought I made that quite clear.
I thought there was some kind of structure.
No, did you saw?
Did you not see the lack of stickers?
I mean,
I was just doing Dave Miller chaos in the process.
How many times have we gone for a gunshot sound effect and had a door opening?
Sure.
I picked up the gun and fired it.
You just thought Sam was incompetent.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
These are the key core sounds.
I have something that tells me that that's...
Now the spreadsheet tells him that door closing.
Quick, find
there.
Me a car noise.
Damn, it doesn't even work.
Fuck's sake. Okay. Chapter 7.
Chapter 7, Red Hawk's Grave, July 11th.
So what, I think...
Was it July 11th last chapter?
It's always July 11th. Yeah, it's still it's July 11th because they're at the... They're at
they
the,
just... Yeah, they haven't stayed overnight. They
stayed in a hotel in the underground base.
Yeah.
But I swear it went from day to night when he was
stop.
On a bus, wasn't he? Ages ago.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the end of the day and he got a bus home and then there was a massive battle outside his house.
Oh, no, it was in the morning. It was early morning.
Wasn't that a change of day?
It was an early morning.
Well, it started on July 7th. So we had...
Okay, so we've had 3 days.
But there were like four chapters days. Where it was July 7th. And I'm pretty sure one of them's supposed to be July 8th, and I forgot.
To write July 8th.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just had a.
But how
break.
Will we know?
Nice well, if you're listening to this on July 11th, spooky, innit?
Chapter 7.
Tom was Dave Miller last time, so I think Andy's going to take Dave Miller this time.
I am.
And me and Tom will take any of the other characters between us.
The lift stopped on the third floor of the base. The doors opened and the lights of the lift shut off. We stepped out into the room. Two guards stood by the doors with their backs to us. They looked as though they were asleep. "Knock 'em out," I whispered to two people from my squad. Slowly, they walked up behind each guard and whacked them round the head with their M16s.
Ah!
Before we go any further...
So delayed. You have a fucking spreadsheet and you were not... Fucking hell.
Masters in professional audio development.
Yes. And he works off Excel.
All right. Before we go any further, I need to know your SS names. Spy specialist names.
Thanks for putting that in brackets. That's
well, you need to know what SS means.
There's so many bits in here that you didn't explain, but you decided to explain that one.
Well...
Right, I'm going to have to come up with a convention. Like, if I go into that voice...
Yeah.
It's a little parenthesis voice.
Oh, okay.
Spy specialist now.
We need, we need like a ding. No.
Got rid of the crappy ding.
No crappy ding.
We need to know your SS name.
Spy specialist now.
That's it.
Before we go any further, I need to know your SS names.
Spy specialist names.
Great. We might not see each other again, I said.
I'm Killer Wasp. Thundershocker.
What?
What is this?
Your first line and you pick that voice. Thundershocker.
The Brian Blessed character.
I've got to have different voices coming up.
Character out of a cereal box.
Oh.
Collect 5 vouchers and become Thundershocker.
Only 50 calories.
Thundershocker.
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 Start your day with Thundershockers.
Harvest Cornet Parsnips by day.
Cornish pasties.
Cornish pasties.
Cornish parsnips.
Cornish parsnips.
Parsnips and pasties.
Thundershocker.
Can we move on?
Sorry, Andy.
All right, let's start again.
Right, you two need to be all these characters.
Okay. I'm doing this. We'll start again.
Yeah.
I'm Killer Wasp.
Thundershocker.
Grey Snake.
Red Fox is my code.
Great. Well, I haven't got an SS name, I said.
Fucking, he instigated the conversation.
What's everyone's code names?
You haven't?
No, Grey I'm Grey Snake. Snake.
No, I'm Grey Snake. Oh, you're Grey Snake. Sorry, what's your name?
Grey Snake.
How did you say Grey Snake?
Grey Snake.
That's not how you did it.
I said it quite effeminately.
Did you?
Like it was
okay. Grey Snake.
Sorry, go on then.
You haven't?
Grey Snake asked. No. I've always been no... No.
Oh, damn it.
Spelling mistake button.
No, I've always been no as Dave Miller or DM1. Nothing else.
Okay.
Killer Wasp added. This might be our last meeting with each other. We need to go off on our own and plant the C4s in all points of the base. This is our last chance to defeat Conorex. We're the last hope. Here's your VMs.
Virtual maps.
And your charges. Just say virtual maps. You
don't. Sorry, virtual maps.
Yeah, virtual maps. You just write that. You don't need to write VMs.
Yeah, but VMs is cool.
VMs is cool, but no one knows what it means.
Extra space to put.
Anyway, I reached inside.
We've already talked about the VMs earlier on because we were talking about technology.
Yeah, but you didn't put virtual maps. You just put virtual maps.
I must have said our VMs.
I'm not going through the whole
otherwise known as our virtual maps.
Can't go back.
I reached inside my backpack and took out the VMs. That's virtual maps for people listening.
Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot.
And the timer charges and handed them round. Good luck, men. The SGF needs us. The world needs us. Let's do our best and do our job, I said. We headed off on our own paths. I was the most important part in the task. My timer charge needed to be planted in the centre of the base. One on the bottom floor and one on the top floor. I needed to get to the bottom floor first. All 4 squad members separated and headed off to their targets. All of us needed to get our charges set by 1200 hours. The charges would be set for 15 minutes. That would give us enough time to escape. I was just hoping that the other squads were able to get in through the south, east, and roof entrances. Otherwise, we had no chance. The lift doors shut behind me. The lift doors shut behind me. The lift doors.
Fucking hell.
I want doors closing.
Oh, I had doors opening.
What is that?
Forget it.
It's just a fucking snake kissing.
The lift door stayed open behind me.
This music's getting so
like
intense.
Oh my god, it's so intense.
Heavier and heavier. Oh, there we go.
The lift doors eventually shut behind me. It looked like the CBR had found my message and were coming after me. In front of me stood three doors. Oh, there's so many doors, I love it. We got door sound effects. One on my left, one on my right, and one in front of me. I took the middle door to the laboratories. The sign said that the labs led to the passengers' lifts. I was surprised there were no guards walking around the corridors. It was too quiet. I came to the labs and crouched down below the door to avoid being seen. The doors were made from a thick metal, and the glass looked bulletproof. I could see scientists walking in and out of doors inside the lab. I quickly looked up and saw a guard heading towards me. Quickly, I put my back to the wall and hid behind the door.
How many times can I say door in one paragraph?
I took out my army knife and waited. He walked through and carried on his patrol. I sneaked up behind him and cut him by his throat. He was immediately killed and dropped to the floor. Then I picked the dead guard up and held him as a shield.
Sorry.
Whoa.
So is he shuffling along with a dead man on top of him?
Yeah, he's just like dragging his body up, like, you know.
He's very
strong. So what's more conspicuous, a man crouching in a laboratory or a man crouching with a dead body?
Yeah, but if he gets shot at, then that body's going to take most of the bullets.
How difficult do you think it is, though, to drag a dead body?
I'm 12 years old.
Okay. You can't use that as an excuse for everything.
Have you ever?
Though.
Sorry, just by how
no, but
how annoyed
assume,
you are at this. Have you dragged a dead body?
No,
around?
But I can assume it's a difficult task.
Is this something you can do in Metal Gear Solid? Pick up a dead body and use it as a shield.
You can drag dead
yes.
bodies around.
Yes,
can't
you can.
Okay. In like the later ones.
But you are a bit sort of hampered.
Mm. Yeah. Oh yeah, because you have to hide the bodies, don't you? So they don't get discovered. Okay.
Just thinking about where the inspiration came from.
Not
you don't have to think where the inspiration came from.
I like to analyse the literature.
It's pretty
when
fucking
I read
obvious
it.
Where the inspiration came
from. Oh.
The big sticker on the front of the book that says Metal Gear Solid that Jamie's covered up.
The Metal Gear novel.
I slowly walked towards the door to the labs. I opened the door and entered. The scientists stopped working and stared wide-eyed at me.
What have you done? You've killed him! How did you get in here? Never mind how he got in here, just kill him!
It's a fucking double act. How did you get in here? Never mind. Look, this is exactly like visiting your mother's.
Your mother's never give me the food that I want
I'm
on the table
sorry.
At the time.
Just you always insult her.
I don't want him here again.
Okay.
Okay, we're sorry.
Never mind how he got in here. Just kill him.
A voice from the shadows replied.
Oh, wait. No, it's Claws.
It's Claws. All of this.
Deep voice.
Try again, a third character. Again. All right. What have you done? You've killed him. Oh.
What have you done? You've killed him.
How did you get in here?
Never mind how he got in here. Just kill him.
A voice from the shadows replied.
I don't want him here again.
It was Claws. The scientists took out very light machine guns
very
from their
light.
White coats.
Oh, it floats away!
Yeah. I dropped the dead body for some reason.
It was a fucking waste of time carrying that body, wasn't it? As soon as he gets threatened,
as a shield.
Oh, better put this shield down.
Yeah.
Knob.
I dropped the dead body and sprinted to a computer terminal for cover. He just had cover and he's dropped it. That's right. A computer terminal is probably better.